On the top was the clear outline of a great wolf, sitting still, ears pointed, alert, listening. "Mahigan," whispered my grandfather. Slowly, the wolf raised his muzzle. "Ow! Ow!" The whole white world thrilled to that wild cry. Then, after a while, from the distance came a softer call in reply. Mahigan stirred with the deep rumble of pleasure in his throat. He slipped down the rock and headed out across the ice. "He's gone," I said. "Yes, he's gone to that young she-wolf," my grandfather slowly filled his pipe. "He will take her for life, hunt for her, protect her. This is the way the Creator planned life. No man can change it." I tried to tell myself it was all for the best, but it was hard to lose my brother. For the next 2 years, I was as busy as a squirrel, storing nuts for the winter. But once or twice, when I heard wolf cries from distant hills, I would still wonder if Mahigan, in his battle for life, found time to remember me. It was not long after that I found the answer.